You're listening to SBS News.
More water than all of Sydney Harbour is missing from the Murray-Darling Basin. That's according to research released today by Australian National University professors Quentin Grafton and John Williams. Professor Grafton explains.
The sort of volumes we're talking about here, we're estimating it's 630 gigalitres less than what the government says.
The Murray-Darling Basin plan aims to remove water from irrigated agriculture and return it to the river system. The plan also involves buying back water from irrigators. Researchers say that the government has grossly exaggerated the amount of water being returned to the basin at all. Professor Grafton suggests it is contributing to the current ecological issues affecting the river.
Either way you cut and slice this, this is a large amount of water, and not having that amount of water is going to cause the crises that we currently have in 2019 and in years to come.
The report's critics say those numbers just aren't possible. The National Irrigators Council CEO Stephen Wan explains.
Unfortunately, you can't estimate that based on a single mathematical model, which doesn't actually take into account that there's a lot of different styles of recovery that have been embarked on.
The government estimates that around 700 gigalitres of water has been recovered. Water Resources Minister David Littleproud says this claim is supported by a University of Melbourne study released in October last year. Professors Williams and Grafton were both offered the chance to participate in that study, but declined. Mr. Littleproud's statement released today says it is unarguable that 700 gigalitres in water entitlements previously held by irrigators is now held by the Commonwealth Environmental Waterholder. The recent Royal Commission recommended sweeping changes to the Murray-Darling Basin Plan, among them reallocating more water from irrigation to the environment. Matt Canellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.